Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN and the Listen tab on the ESPN app.
We bring in the general manager, the architect of this team, and that's Mike McKegnan. He joins us now on the show. Mike, how you doing?
Good, Mike. How you doing?
Good. Let's talk Darnold. Was it starting to concern you that it was going to adversely affect him moving forward if this lasted longer?
No, I think every GM probably feels that way about every player they draft, especially in the first round. Quarterbacks are a little different just because of the complexity of the position, making the transition from college to the pros. So, that factored into us. I mean, ideally, you know, we came to an agreement on a contract we both felt good about, our side and their side. He missed a few days of practice, but, he got in for the fourth one, so he's got plenty of time to kind of get caught up to speed, and we're excited about him.
Now, it seems, from the outside looking in, you obviously have all of the inside information that, you know, his side is doing stuff for the future of players. You seem like you were, you know, drawing a line in the sand for the NFL as well. Who blinked, and what was it about that you can actually tell us? What was this about?
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting. This year, and, you know, I'll probably go back and look at it going forward. This year, a lot of the contracts seem to not get done quite as quickly. And so, we always anticipated the possibility we'd get into training camp and there'd be a potential holdout. I think when you go through negotiations, you have areas that you really feel strongly about that you want to protect, and you have areas where you feel you can negotiate over. And I think sometimes with all these deals that were done, I assume there's still one outstanding right now, but you just work through that process till you get to a point where you feel comfortable with it. And there's always a bit of a give and take, and there's always a time frame too, especially when you're, as you mentioned, you're dealing with a quarterback with a high draft pick that you invested in. But, it works through its process, and you know, we're happy with the result. We feel good about things going forward. But, again, it's, you know, you haggle over certain things, and you concede certain things if you want to try to find a compromise, and you go from there.
All right. You probably want to answer this. Who gave more and who took more?
You know, I'll leave that up to you guys. I mean, from our standpoint, I will say this. We feel very, very good about having Sam Darnold under contract. We feel very good about the way the terms are set up. It falls within our philosophy going forward. And again, we're very excited about having Sam here. So we feel very good about it right now. We're not looking backwards. We're looking forward.
All right. So now you look forward. You got three quarterbacks, and you've got Teddy Bridgewater as one, which is kind of unique. We had you on when you decided to pick him. So how has he done so far, and how do you feel he fits into this whole race between Josh and Sam?
Well, I think we feel good about the room as a whole. Yeah, we feel very good about Josh, Teddy, and now obviously Sam being in the mix. And we'll see how it plays out. I think as a general manager, you try to make every position as competitive as possible. We feel very good about that room right now with those guys. It's a nice mix. Obviously, Josh is a little bit older, and there's definitely things he brings to the table and what we experienced with Josh last year. Teddy's new to our organization, but again, he has been out of, you know, not really playing quite as much the last 2 years, but he seems to be kind of coming back into form and had a heck of a spring. And now, again, watching him out there, we've seen him make some really impressive plays. So he has an opportunity also. Todd will determine who plays and who starts. Sam obviously came out today, but, he'll have that opportunity too. So we feel very good about that position right now.
Well, we asked Todd to break news on the show just to throw us a crumb.
Did he give you anything?
No. And we don't get Sam Darnold either. So really a swing and a miss for the show.
You know, that's my fault. I should have signed him yesterday so he would have been
that's right.
to talk to the media today. I apologize.
But Todd said, Josh is a quarterback until somebody takes away from him. That's when we're moving forward. And I saw a quote from you on Twitter where you said, I guess, to the media, Sam Darnold could start too. Are you diametrically opposed to a rookie possibly starting if he wins the job, or are you cool with it if he does take it from Josh?
You know, I think it's funny. When you talk with the media, everybody wants to know, again, they're trying to find out certain things. And I've said this from day one. I've always deferred to Todd, you know, being the head coach. He has the ability to determine who plays and when and who starts. We talk about a lot of those things, but again, I defer to Todd on that. But not to read anything between the lines, I think Todd, he's going to let that thing play itself out. And again, Josh is the returning starter, so he's the incumbent. The other guys have their opportunity to go out there and make plays and see how they develop. But again, we're very aligned in how this whole thing will play itself out.
Do you believe for the future of the Jets that Sam Darnold has to play at some point this year?
You know, again, we'll see how the season unfolds, and really you don't know how the other players are, you know, in any position on the team are going to play. So you ideally want to play the best player available, you know, the best player for the position. But that'll work itself out over time. And I think, you know, like with any player, you're focused on making sure they develop properly and fulfill their potential. And that's what will be our focus as we go through this process. And the rest of the stuff will work itself out. So,
are you confident that Robbie Anderson's moving in the right direction?
Definitely as a player, I know, and also as a person. I mean, Robbie had some off-the-field issues that he's dealt with. I think some of those things have been resolved and either charges dismissed or, you know, move forward. But Robbie is a player that I think has a lot of potential. I think he still is just starting to, scratch that potential in terms of, you know, developing as a player, and we're excited about him going forward. He's had a very good spring. He's had some off-the-field things, but again, we're moving forward with those, and we feel good about Robbie.
He just looks to me, Mike, like a guy that just has to learn to harness his energy, right? Because he's had the moments, even like on the field, he threw his helmet a couple of years ago in the Dolphin game. Because he looks like if he can harness that, then you've got a really good wide receiver there.
Yeah, it's interesting. We went through free agency, and we're watching a lot of players, and we signed cornerbacks. We were looking at cornerbacks and signed Tremaine. But as we're watching, the other defensive backs, we saw them against our guys. And I just remember, like, different scouts and coaches would kind of come to me and be like, sort of emphasize, like, Robbie is kind of a different kind of fast. Like, he really is a very, very good athletic deep threat receiver. But when you watch him, he's fluid, he's athletic. I think he's, again, like a lot of young players, there's areas he still needs to improve upon. But there's some real qualities about him that are, give us the ability to open things up and be some game-breaking potential.
How do you, when you see that, and you guys had a couple of things this offseason from an off-the-field standpoint that weren't awesome, how do you get involved in those things personally? How do you offer yourselves organizationally, like, hey, we want to help you deal with whatever's going on here? How does that work?
Yeah, we've had a few issues this offseason, and we've dealt with them accordingly. But I think the players obviously put themselves at jeopardy, not just from the league's discipline, but from ourselves. I mean, we take these things very seriously. But again, we kind of judge each individual one separately. And we try to give them resources and support to help them, fulfill and, their potential not only as a player, but a person. But again, that doesn't go without saying that when they have those incidents, that does put them at risk for us, in terms of, they may jeopardize their ability to be with our organization.
Jets GM Mike Maccagnan is our guest on the Michael K. Show. Nobody gets a job for life, Mike, as we know. when does that have to show up in the standings that you guys have made a quantum leap and make the playoffs? This is your fourth year of the program.
Yeah, I think, Mike, early on we always had a vision for this team and a goal of what we tried to accomplish was to build a young core of players and be in very sound salary cap shape so we're not just necessarily mortgaging the future every year trying to, sort of win short term. It's taken us a little while. We feel good about it. We feel we're making progress towards that. I think there's a lot of good young players out there that hopefully will continue to make progress and develop this year. But again, that's our focus, and we're not, I think really for Todd and myself, that we've always talked about, what our vision for this team is. And, we want to go out there and win as many games as possible, be as competitive as possible. We also feel we're moving in the right direction and we still need some pieces like every other team does. But we do also feel like we have some pieces in place that are going to help us be successful.
Is a replacement for McGuire on this roster, or are you going to have to look for a running back while he heals?
I think it's interesting. That's a good question. We have Thomas Rawls, who we signed also this offseason as a pro free agent. He's done a very nice job for us in the offseason, so he's going to have an opportunity to kind of get more exposure, more playing time. Our young draft pick, Cannon, again, came from a small school, but is very fast and very athletic. So we're kind of excited to watch him flash out there. And we signed another player just to kind of give us another body at that position and kind of see, he's going to, Atkins is going to have an opportunity too. But I think it's one, we feel pretty good about the first, obviously Powell and Crowell. But that'll be a position we kind of look going forward. We actually went back and sort of done studies where we've seen, for example, Baltimore picked up a running back in the final cuts that turned out to be a pretty good player for them. So there's opportunities to kind of improve in that area, and there's some veterans out there right now that we've kind of looked into, but we'll see how this thing plays out.
Before we let you go, since we couldn't get Darnold, can you guarantee a playoff spot? Let's make some news, get the show some publicity, like that?
I don't know if I can guarantee anything per se. That's highly controversial, but I must admit, I'm very excited about this team. We'll see how, again, we still have some things we need to improve upon, but we feel good about where we're headed. Unfortunately, I don't know if I can give you any big news. If you got me earlier today, I could have told you we're signing Sam Darnold. Unfortunately, I came on later in the day. I could have broke that with you. Actually.
Yeah, that would have been pretty cool. That would have been neat.
I know. Unfortunately, you guys aren't a morning show,
right? The first thing you gave us. Over 4 years.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on.
Mean-spirited.
Good to see you, Mike. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Mike.
All right, guys. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Don't miss the guys weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN and on the Listen tab of the ESPN app.